WNAL.
Is there a mega winner? Saudis say journalist is dead. Trump reacts. I'm Barton Eckert. We have no winner in the $1 billion lottery drawing last night up for grabs in the Mega Millions. The Mega Millions jackpot now climbs to $1.75 billion for Tuesday's drawing after no winning ticket was sold in last night's drawing. The Saudis now admit Washington Post writer Jamal Khashoggi died due to a chokehold during an interrogation in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Correspondent Clarissa Ward.
Saudi Arabia announcing that the king himself, the most powerful man in the country, has ordered that a committee, which will be comprised of the Interior Ministry, the Foreign Ministry, and National Security, have all been tasked with coming together to issue a full and extensive investigative report into exactly what happened to Jamal Khashoggi, how it was he was killed. That report is to be delivered in 1 month's time.
Correspondent Bob Costantini has reaction from White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, who noted the Saudis took action against several suspects.
We will continue to closely follow the international investigations into this tragic incident and advocate for justice that is timely, transparent, and in accordance with all due process.
The president has said he'll look to Congress on how to respond. The National League Championship Series going to Game 7.
Jesus Aguilar and the Milwaukee Brewers forced the NLCS to Game 7, bolting to a big lead and handing it to their dominant bullpen in a 7-2 win over the Dodgers on Friday night. Aguilar hit a two-run double in the Brewers' four-run first inning and added a late RBI single that helped the Brewers even the matchup at three games each.
Bill Michaels reporting there. I'm Barton Eckert.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-777-1979. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979.
The wind blows. Scientists have just discovered that a Texas-sized plate of glacial ice makes an almost constant sound, seismic tones, as winds graze its surface and the ice below becomes water. A study in Geophysical Research Letters reports the pitch of the sound changes as temperatures change, which may help researchers gauge how much ice is melting. Well, that's important because it's estimated that if all the Antarctic's ice sheets melt, the sea level would rise by nearly 200 feet. I'm Evan Haining.
Stocks gave up an early rally on Friday, struggled to another mixed finish as a week of choppy trading ended. S&P lost a point to close at 2767. The Dow gave up almost all in an early gain but finished 64 higher. I'm Barton Eckert.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-777-1979. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979.
Make your retirement more predictable. Listen to The Retirement Key Saturdays at 2 here on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I love this time of year, don't you? Nothing's better than lying in bed on an autumn night and drifting off to a quiet, restful night's sleep. But if you or your loved one has sleep apnea, the sounds of snoring may be keeping you up all night. You've probably tried the CPAP mask, but if it's just not working for you, you're not alone. Now there's a silent, mask-free treatment option available right here in the Washington, D.C. area. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep solution that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open during sleep, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and currently offered at more than 150 leading medical centers across the country. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart from the Eric Stewart Shows here on WMAL for the past 15 years. And recently, I've heard a lot of ads from other realtors guaranteeing to sell your home, or they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, or make up the difference, or something like that. The big question I have is, why would you hire somebody who would just sell your home for what's acceptable? Don't you want exceptional? That's what we do at Long & Foster. You can find us at ericstewartgroup.com, and every Sunday morning you'll find me here at 8 a.m. on WMAL.
Oh, mama, forget about your washing machine. Say, mama, you need a pro to get clothes clean.
Make the switch to Zips, the fabric care professionals, and get any garment dry clean for just $2.29. That's right, any garment, any size, $2.29. 60% less than the other guys charge. Why spend more for the same clean when you can go to Zips?
Any garment, just $2.29. Believe it. Zip, Zip, Zips.
It's the real deal.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler, Jeff Wolf behind the console. Jane Houghton is our producer this morning, and there is much to cover, as every Saturday morning in the days that we are facing with the elections coming up. We will be talking about the midterms, obviously, but the big story this morning, the situation at the Central American border, Guatemala and Mexico. There are migrants headed in this direction. There is a caravan. The eyes of the nation and the eyes of the president have been on that caravan this week. As of late last night, there were migrants who had broken through a fence at the Guatemalan border into Mexico. And the question now is, what will happen when they get to the U.S. border? The caravan is about 4,000 persons strong. It is pushing north toward the U.S., but at this point, they're debating the next step. On the Mexican side of the bridge, they were met by a wall of police with riot shields. These officers were not armed, but they do have shields. About 50 of the migrants had succeeded in pushing through before the officers unleashed pepper spray and the rest retreated. Others that were tired of waiting jumped off the bridge into a river. The migrants organized a rope brigade to ford its muddy waters, and some floated across on rafts operated by local residents who charged a dollar or two to make the crossing. We're going to be talking about this with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer this morning. Also get the political ramifications as we talk to John Gizzi, the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Also this morning, the fallout from the death of Jamal Khashoggi, Saudi Arabia finally claiming responsibility, but blaming it on 18 officials that were at the consulate in Istanbul. The announcement of the death came on Friday. They said that Jamal Khashoggi had been killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, citing an official Saudi investigation. The state media also reporting that King Salman had ordered the restructuring of the command of its General Intelligence Agency under the supervision of the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who you have heard referred to as MBS. Now, Major General Ahmad al-Asiri was sacked as Saudi Arabia's deputy intelligence chief on Friday. He was not among the 18 who are being held in custody. There was what they were calling, quote, a hit squad that had been named that by Turkish media, who the Turkish officials suspect were involved in the killing of Khashoggi. The explanation being given by Saudi Arabia is that there was a fight that had broken out as they were talking and interrogating Jamal Khashoggi, and that he died accidentally. That's what they're claiming. We'll be talking about this story with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer this morning, as well as John Gizzi, for the political ramifications and what it means for the Trump administration. You may have heard there was another set of charges filed against a Russian for election meddling. Well, we're going to talk with the former chief information officer in the George Bush White House, find out exactly what is going on there. And it's slightly different. It's not coming out of the Mueller investigation. It's coming from another jurisdiction, and we'll find out what the connection may be to the Mueller investigation. That's coming up this morning as well. We'll be talking with Jennifer Harper and get her read on the media coverage of the caravan as it has been moving up through Central America. A lot of media attention. What does that mean for the elections and the upcoming midterms? We're going to chat about that with Jennifer Harper this morning. We'll also have a visit later on from Cheryl Atkinson. And in speaking with Cheryl, take a look at some of the congressional net worths up on Capitol Hill. Interesting, they make $174,000 a year, but some of them continue to get very, very wealthy. How does that happen? Cheryl Atkinson's been looking into it, and she's also been looking into this mysterious disease. The CDC hasn't been very forthcoming on a lot of the details. It's a polio-like disease that is impacting children, 22 states. We'll get the very latest on that from Cheryl Atkinson. That's coming up. But first off, Tony Rodriguez is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Hey, good morning. If you're headed on the northbound side of 395, got a construction zone currently blocking two left lanes just north of the Duke Street exit. Expect to see some light volume delays approaching that point. 66, the earlier construction zone we were dealing with on the eastbound side, has cleared. All lanes are open and available to you as you make way past 28. Outer loop of the Beltway still dealing with two right lanes being blocked for an accident scene there near St. Barnabas Road. Getting reports that a pedestrian was involved, so expect to see that stick around for a little while longer. From GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
As you head outside this morning, a little bit chilly and it's damp. We've had some overnight rain. We'll have mostly cloudy skies today. We'll get up to 65. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 52. Sunshine coming your way tomorrow with a high of 58. Then sunshine Monday, high of 63. Our overnight lows will be down in the 40s tonight, down to 37 tomorrow night, back in the 40s on Monday and Tuesday. Outside right now, it's damp in Washington, and we're looking at 62 degrees. The Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Well, of course, immigration, the hot topic in the 2016 campaign. It is now becoming the hot topic in the midterm elections in 2018. The president in Arizona last night, 150 miles from the border, and he was cutting loose on politics, and here's what it sounded like.
If you want to drain the swamp, you must defeat the Democrats. You have to do it. So voting has already begun in Arizona. Many of you already have your ballots. Return them today. Return them tomorrow. Go ahead. Get them in. Vote early. It's all right. But you have to vote on November 6th. Don't get complacent. Remember this. For whatever reason, the party that wins the presidency almost always loses in the midterm. I don't know what that's all about. No, they get complacent. Not here, right?
This is the president speaking last night in Mesa, Arizona, and he was fired up last night.
Based on the competition that we see, you know, we can no longer say Pocahontas because she has no Indian blood. We can no longer call her Pocahontas. I don't know what I'm going to do. We'll have to come up with another name for her. Elizabeth Warren, a very boring name. We're going to have to come up with another name. I can't use the word Pocahontas anymore. There's no Indian blood. I always said, I have more Indian blood than she has, and I have none. I have none.
Well, that's President Trump. And again, he has been out three, four, sometimes they say he'll be out five nights a week campaigning with the 2018 midterms coming up. The energy level, it's amazing. The crowds that are continuing to show up for the president. And there is so much going on the campaign trail. We're going to spend a few minutes with John Gizzi talking about those tight, tight Senate races. And they go up and down in the polls. Beto O'Rourke, Ted Cruz down in Texas, that one's tight. And five swing states. And they're going to go right down to the wire. We're at 6:16. This is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. And some of the things that are going on also around the country and around the world, this situation with the lottery jackpot, the Mega Millions, now close to a billion. Well, the Mega Millions numbers were announced. Got your ticket? Do you have it? What do you mean you don't have one? You didn't get one? You didn't get us any?
No.
Come on. Gee. Winning numbers in the Mega Millions. Estimated $1 billion jackpot. 15, 23, 53, 65, 70, and the Mega Ball 7. Now, this has grown since July 24th. You know, how did it get so big? Well, it was the last time somebody hit the big time. A group in California won $543 million back in July. Officials say if there isn't a winner, the prize for the drawing would be $1.6 billion, tying the largest U.S. lottery prize. Big bucks. 6:17, you are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
Thompson Creek Windows can lower your utilities, improve your comfort, and save you 50%. Mary Walter here, and you've heard me filling you in on the fact that Thompson Creek does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you will never pay the middleman markup. Most window dealers are just brokers, adding markup with no value. Well, Thompson Creek Window Company is different because they are the manufacturer, and they sell directly to you, the homeowner, with no middlemen. Buying direct from Thompson Creek means you get high-quality windows at an affordable price. And now is the best time to call for a price quote before the cold weather sets in. It's their incredible fall half-off sale. Buy two windows, get one 50% off, plus zero interest until May 2020. Call 855-57-CREEK today and ask about their incredible fall half-off sale. See thompsoncreek.com for details. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK today.
You're thinking about retirement, Social Security, pension, investments. Will you have enough income to enjoy yourself? And will your income last for the rest of your life? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. Now you can find out if your savings and investments can generate the retirement income you need, the income you expect for your entire retirement. And you can find out for free with our free retirement review. Yes, you can get a free retirement review from one of the experienced financial planners at Edelman Financial. You'll get written projections showing if your savings and investments can produce the retirement income you'll need for as long as you need it. See where you stand at no risk or cost. Visit EdelmanFinancial.com/review. That's EdelmanFinancial.com/review. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's AActionHomeServices.com.
AActionHomeServices.com. Problem solved.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
Thanks for being with us. Saturday morning update 621. How crazy is it out there in this campaign season? How extreme are they getting to take down President Trump and the administration? Well, you may or may not have heard these, and if you haven't, and even if you have heard them, that's worth another listen. This is Rosie O'Donnell on MSNBC. And this just gives a sense of if you don't watch MSNBC or CNN, some of the things that are being said out there as we approach the midterms.
What was it like for you when he won?
It was horrible. I was away by myself in Boston about to shoot a TV show. And I said to my therapist, do you think it's wrong for me to go alone? It's election night. And what if he wins? And she said, you know, Rosie, you've got to stop it. Always the negative tapes in your head. No one's saying it's going to win. You go there. You do your job. I went there and I started. I actually got physically sick.
Yeah.
I got physically sick that night. And I thought to myself, this cannot be happening.
Well, it did happen. So here's what Rosie had to do after that.
When he got the nomination, I thought, well, we just got to wait till Election Day. Yeah. That's all I have to do is hold on till then. Mm-hmm. And then that he won, you know, it took me a good year to compose myself to be in public again. Mm-hmm. I took a year out of the spotlight.
Wow. That's pretty intense. I mean, really? A year? But then she came back.
When he was elected, what I wrote on Twitter was we should impose martial law till we make sure that the Russians weren't involved in the final tallies of the votes.
And Bob Mueller has indicted 13 Russians for election meddling.
And people were like, martial law, what's wrong with you? You're a lunatic. You're...
Well, he wants to send the military to the border, so.
I want to send the military to the White House to get him.
Okay, you're not missing a lot over there on MSNBC, but they have to fill 24 hours a day of Trump bashing. Fascinating concept, isn't it? Well, that's Rosie O'Donnell. Now, here's a congressman. This is Joaquin Castro, and he's one of like 479 people now that they're talking about running for president in 2020 on the Democratic side. No, he's one of those being mentioned. Here comes the conspiracy theory. Just listen to what he has to say about the Jamal Khashoggi killing and who he's tying it to.
I know, Poppy, that there's been a lot of discussion about this. There'll be more discussion on CNN and all the other networks today. Let me get to the point that I think is most disturbing right now. The reporting that Jared Kushner may have with U.S. intelligence delivered a hit list, an enemies list, to the Crown Prince, to MBS in Saudi Arabia, and that the prince then may have acted on that, and one of the people that he took action against is Mr. Khashoggi.
Just to be clear, Congressman, I just want to be clear for our viewers, we do not have that reporting. I'm not sure where you're getting that from.
There has been reporting to that effect.
Right,
sure.
Not CNN
I've seen reporting to that effect. Sure.
I wonder where he saw it. Okay. Cory Booker, he came out with another home run this week. This is Cory Booker comparing the United States to Canada.
Every country we are competing with is driving down the cost of college. Germany, it costs between 0 and 4% of median income to go to college. Canada, I can't stand how they're out-Americaning us in Canada. Trudeau, give me a break.
They're out-Americaning us in Canada. Why don't you run for Prime Minister of Canada if you enjoy Canada so much, Mr. Booker, instead of running for president already? Michael Cohen, president's attorney, former attorney, should we say. He's on CNN. He's found a home there. It's amazing how these folks find homes at MSNBC and CNN. Well, here's what Michael Cohen had to say on CNN this week.
Here's my recommendation. Grab your family, grab your friends, grab your neighbors, get to the poll, because if not, you're going to have another 2 or another 6 years of this craziness. So make sure you vote.
Wow. If I were Michael Cohen, I would be keeping my mouth shut right now. That's what I would be doing. However, I'm not Michael Cohen. Now, let's lighten it up just a hair. The Al Smith Dinner. It's a wonderful gathering in New York and always features the top media people, top people in politics, and Nikki Haley spoke at the Al Smith dinner. Here are her comments on Elizabeth Warren.
Last year you went with Paul Ryan, who's a Boy Scout, and that's fine, but a little boring. So this year you wanted to spice things up again, right? I get it. You wanted an Indian woman, but Elizabeth Warren failed her DNA test.
Yeah, a lot of people are talking about Nikki Haley as a possible presidential candidate down the road on the Republican side. She had one more at the Al Smith dinner.
When the president found out that I was Indian American, he asked me if I was from the same tribe as Elizabeth Warren.
At least some humor in this crazy world. And hopefully it will get slightly less crazy after Election Day. I tend to doubt it, because if the Republicans hold both houses, the Democrats will be furious. And if the Democrats pick up the House, it'll be gridlock. I tend to doubt they'll pick up the Senate and the House. So probably not going to get much better. 627, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here from my friends at Renters Warehouse. Now, if you're considering a move, you need the expert property managers at Renters Warehouse on your side. Why? Because renting is the new selling, and Renters Warehouse has made renting your property so easy and affordable, it's crazy to do it any other way. Renters Warehouse perfectly prices your house. They find great tenants in just 17 days on average, and for only $99 a month, their professional landlords manage your property 24/7. They collect the rent. They handle the maintenance requests. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months. With Renters Warehouse, there's no upfront fees or binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Renters Warehouse has totally redefined the industry, making renting easy, fast, and worry-free for regular folks like you and me. Call 202-625-4370 or go to renterswarehouse.com. That's 202-625-4370 or renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for. Because you can't buy happiness, but you can rent it.
I was watching the commercial where somebody was talking about the sensation of your socks being all balled up under your toes, when in fact they're not. And I said, that's exactly what I got.
After being diagnosed with neuropathy, a neurologist didn't give Mark many answers.
And he said, well, you can take some vitamins. We can prescribe a painkiller. I said, but I don't have any pain. And he said, well, there's really not much else you can do. I called to set up an appointment with Virginia Family Chiropractic because they were the only treatment I could find that didn't involve taking drugs or painkillers or things like that.
Virginia Family Chiropractic combines high-dose laser with nerve regeneration methods that can rehabilitate damaged nerves.
I have to say, I'm kind of amazed. The change for my feet has been truly amazing.
If you experience numbness, shooting pains, or loss of balance, call to learn if you're a candidate for our drug-free and non-surgical treatment. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520 or virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-777-1979. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979.
Coming up on the Saturday Morning Update, we'll be talking with Jennifer Harper from the Washington Times. Also, we'll be talking with the former chief information officer from the White House, the George Bush administration, about that Russian woman who has been charged in the first 2018 election meddling case. John Gizzi's on the way. We'll get the latest on the political fallout to be expected from the death of Jamal Khashoggi, what we do with Saudi Arabia moving forward, our policy. Also, the migrant caravan as it proceeds towards the U.S. border. And we'll get John Gizzi's latest read on the midterms and how the seesaw is going in these swing states. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us later on this morning, and we're going to get his input also on the Jamal Khashoggi killing. And also we're going to talk with Tony with some of the latest developments in testimony on Capitol Hill from Nellie Orr, the wife of Bruce Orr, as that investigation into the dossier on President Trump continues. Cheryl Atkinson will join us this morning, take a look at Capitol Hill, and also look at that disease that has been plaguing children now in 22 states, a very mysterious illness. It's a polio-like disease, and we'll talk with Cheryl about that later on this morning. Some of the stories that are out there that we're taking a look at in more detail during the show, we'll run down a few of the headlines for you now. A senior member of Turkey's ruling party has criticized Saudi Arabia over the acknowledgement that the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi died in a, quote, fist fight at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Leyla Sahin Usta, the member of Turkey's ruling party, says the kingdom should have given its explanation, quote, before the situation reached this point. Usta is a human rights official in their Justice and Development Party, said today that the Turkish authorities, including prosecutors, forensic and security officials, have already reached some conclusions as part of their investigation into the death of Jamal Khashoggi. President Trump says that the announcement from Saudi Arabia that suspects are in custody are a good first step, and said he would work with Congress on a U.S. response. He spoke to the media on Friday at a defense roundtable in Arizona, and that was just hours after Saudi Arabia claimed that it was an accidental death as the result of a fist fight. The president in Arizona last night, fiery immigration rhetoric, visions of hordes flowing across the border to assault Americans and steal their jobs. That's the way the Associated Press has cast the president's speech in Arizona last night. Final weeks before the midterm elections, the president is back at it as he looks to, of course, stave off the Democratic gains in Congress. Standoff between thousands of the Central American migrants trying to reach the U.S. and Mexican police has stretched through the night. Some of the migrants hanging from the closed border gate, wailing, quote, there are children here, while others slept on the bridge linking Guatemala to Mexico. Members of that caravan of more than 3,000 migrants had earlier burst through a Guatemalan border fence and rushed onto that bridge, defying Mexican authorities and President Trump's threats of retaliation. The U.S. has accused a Russian woman of helping oversee the finances of a sweeping, secretive effort to sway American public opinion through social media in the first federal case alleging foreign interference in the 2018 midterm elections. The criminal complaint alleges that Russians are using some of the same techniques to influence U.S. politics as they relied on ahead of the 2016 presidential election. The methods have been exposed by an investigation from Special Counsel Robert Mueller into possible coordination between Russia and the Trump campaign. Justice Department prosecutors are claiming that the Russian woman, who was named Elena Alexeyevna Koshyanova, had helped manage the finances of a hidden but powerful Russian social media effort aimed at spreading distrust for American political candidates and causing divisions on hot-button social issues like immigration and gun control. 6:34, time for a check of the traffic and weather. Tony Rodriguez is in the WML Traffic Center.
It's a quiet drive along I-66 eastbound from the Manassas area all the way out towards the Capitol Beltway. Earlier construction zone near 28, long gone. Now we are dealing with a construction zone on the northbound side of 395. That's got two lanes blocked as we make way past Duke Street. Outer loop of the Beltway also has two right lanes blocked near St. Barnabas Road for an earlier accident seen from this morning. I-95 and the BW Parkway between the Beltway is looking fantastic headed to and from the Baltimore area. So if you're headed to BWI this morning, you're not going to see too many issues. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WML Weather Channel forecast.
Looks mostly cloudy today. Rain around the area this morning. High of 65 expected this afternoon. Overnight lows 44. Then we're into sunshine tomorrow, but it's going to be chilly, only up to 52. Sunday night lows down to 37. Sunshine on Monday with a high of 58. Sunny again on Tuesday with a high of 63. 60 outside right now. We're heading to 65 this afternoon, 6:35 on the Saturday morning update.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Now listen up. There's only 1 week left to get the Genucel Sunspot Corrector for free for sunspots, age spots, and even red inflamed patches. Here's Renee from Boulder, Colorado. She says, I love the Genucel Sunspot Corrector. It's my go-to product every day. I have sunspots and age spots, and I can see a definite difference in my skin since using it. Thanks, Renee. And for this week only, you can still get this sunspot miracle free when you buy Genucel for bags and puffiness. But time is running out to try this wonderful special. Watch your sunspots vanish and your bags and puffiness gone. And for results in as little as 12 hours, the Genucel Immediate Effects is also yours free. Go to Genucel.com now or call 800-525-2720. Still thinking about it? Okay. Order right now and receive Chamonix's luxury microdermabrasion, also free. Rejuvenate and unclog pores for instantly radiant baby soft skin. And for one more week, you'll also get free shipping. 800-525-2720 or go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You're listening to the Saturday Morning Update. Reports all week long about the caravan moving up through Central America toward the U.S. southern border. Friday night, the migrants breaking through the Guatemala-Mexico border, climbing over the border and moving on into Mexico. We are joined by Jennifer Harper. She writes Inside the Beltway for the Washington Times. It's good to have you with us.
Good morning, Rick.
Wanted to ask you about the media coverage of all the news that's been going on this week. This seems to have been the lead story, and I was just curious as sort of the ingredients, because you follow the media so closely.
I do, and you know what? I think the news media has a caravan of its own this week, and just as you mentioned, we have lots and lots of coverage of this very dramatic situation. You know, certainly there are about 4,000 people, and that is men, women, children, and infants in strollers and things like that, trying to make this journey. And as of today, Saturday, they've been on the road for about a week. So the origins of this particular event are kind of unclear at this point, but what we do know is that the media coverage, Rick, is very intense, it's plentiful, it's dramatic, and also it does have an agenda. And a couple of headlines out there, for example, Salon's headline was, the Republicans are fear-mongering about a migrant caravan to boost midterm turnout. Vox noted that Trump's caravan tantrum would put migrants in danger, and the Washington Post is now calling the midterms the caravan election. So you kind of see the direction in a lot of this, and Politico mentioned that Trump was hinting of a conspiracy theory of all this. And meanwhile, the president is doing what the president does. I mean, he's firing back on his platform that never gets interrupted, and that's certainly Twitter, and he's making sure that everyone knows that he's willing to close our borders and bring out the military and so forth and so on. So we do have quite a situation there. And meanwhile, it's amazing because President Trump is also carrying on with the midterms, with the caravan election, and he's currently appearing between four and five rallies a week. And this week alone, he had three rallies in 3 days in three different states. So we've got quite the situation here. But I did speak with a gentleman named Steve Cortez. He is the president of the Trump Hispanic Advisory Council. And this is what he's had to say about the whole situation. He said, Americans are compassionate people, and we empathize with all those who suffer and respect the desires of millions to become Americans. Tolerating illegality is not real compassion. Not for our own American citizens and not for illegal immigrants who are often abused by the inherent criminality of porous borders. He said, walls work. The examples are many globally, but the best model is Israel, where a serious high-tech border barricade on its southern border with Egypt and Gaza cut illegal crossings by 99% over 5 years. So that's kind of a wide swath out there about what's going on, because the caravan is certainly a changeable situation.
Well, we've gone from Kavanaugh to caravan when it comes to the huge divide between Democrats and Republicans, and sort of what topic is front and center to divide the country.
Yeah, well, that's definitely it. And, you know, we had the caravan of the media. Now we have the caravan of polls as well. I mean, certainly the pollsters are busy talking about how Americans feel about immigration. And certainly there is a huge partisan divide. And, well, let's just look at a couple of of these things. A lot of these are nonpartisan polls as well, and a Kaiser poll revealed that immigration is the most important issue for Republican voters. I mean, that's what they're looking at, and certainly Trump is very much aware of this. And a Gallup poll also found that said immigration has risen to the top of the list when Americans are asked to name the most important problem facing the nation. It edges out problems with the government, which certainly led the pack there for quite a while, Gallup says. And it also says that the 22% of Americans who say immigration is the top problem is up from 14% in just a month. So this is something that's really bearing on everyone's minds. They really don't know what to think about it, but they think strong thoughts. And certainly a Pew Research Center poll of over 10,000 Americans, Rick, which was released earlier this week, shows how startling the divide is. 57% of Democrats said that the way immigrants in this country illegally are treated is a very big problem, and only 15% of Republicans agreed with that.
Each of the political parties obviously trying to energize their base and the various groups and organizations within their voting base. For the Republicans, it is pro-lifers, and it is the evangelicals who are very active and organized. And, of course, the March for Life is a really big deal in Washington.
Yeah, indeed. And this was a big week for the March for Life. The annual, the 46th annual March for Life is in January, and that's coming up pretty quick. And this week, the organizers have revealed what their theme is, and it's a fascinating theme. Their 2019 theme is this. Unique from day one, pro-life is pro-science. Now think about that. There's a huge science community out there as well, but this is what their reasoning is. I think it's pretty interesting. They say science is behind the pro-life movement. We see that medical and technological advances always affirm the pro-life movement. For example, DNA is present at fertilization, and no fingerprint on Earth, past, present, or future is the same. We know, too, that a baby heart beats at just 6 weeks, and they did go on to speak about this. But anyway, it's an interesting idea, and you have to remember that the pro-life, the March for Life, is a huge event. I mean, sometimes it draws as much as 650,000 people, and it certainly does not draw much media coverage. And this year, the march itself is on January 18th. And they're very organized, and their organization is underway. And next year, Ben Shapiro is among the folks who are going to be speaking at the march, and he's editor-in-chief of the Daily Wire, and certainly President Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, lots of Republican lawmakers have always supported them. But you mentioned evangelicals, and this has also been a very, very active week for them because they are organizing for the midterm elections. And let's talk about the Family Research Council very briefly. They have launched a Pray, Vote, and Stand campaign effort, and this is asking the faith-minded to make a personal vow to vote this year. And here's what the vow says. For the sake of America, I pledge to pray, to vote, and to stand for my biblical values. And coming up on November 4th, that's just 48 hours before the polls open, there's going to be a very large, a kind of a jumbo event featuring Tony Perkins. He's the president of the Family Research Council, along with Mike Huckabee will be there, evangelist Andrew Womack, and constitutional lawyer Michael Parrish, and they expect a very big crowd. This is an arena-type event, and they've also put out a voter guide, and this voter guide includes a tutorial for people on how to pray effectively for the president and other elected officials. And some 30 religious organizations have signed on to this effort, including the American Family Association, Concerned Women for America, and others. So it's fascinating to see how organized the evangelicals are, and also how they really do reach out to the faith-minded folks. And if you're wondering about how large a voting block the evangelicals are, it depends on what demographics you're looking at, because they can vary, but it goes as a minimum of about 30 million people all the way up to 90 million. So interesting week for the pro-life folks and the evangelicals as well.
Make America Great Again, of course, an anthem for President Trump and his followers, but there is a movement to make what else great again?
Yeah, well, we could certainly use it right now. This is a new movement called Make Comedy Great Again, And this is a brand new project, and part of the organizers behind this is CRTV, and a lot of folks will know that this is the video subscription network, which was founded by Mark Levin. And this is the Make a Comedy Great Again tour. It is getting underway this weekend. It's a six-city tour of some very notable venues with five comedians. And this is what they have to say. Do you remember what great comedy was? It was smart. It was well-performed. It made you laugh until you cried. It wasn't political. It wasn't profane. And it wasn't worried about hurt feelings. And after being away for far too long, great comedy is back. That is what they are saying. They want people to appreciate the conservative language while feeling free to laugh liberally. You can find them at MakeComedyGreatAgain.com. And also the folks over at CRTV, the president there, Gaston Mooney, he says, while mainstream media, Hollywood, and big tech elites ignore heartland Americans, CRTV will continue to promote and provide content and options to this underserved audience. So we'll see what happens with Make Comedy Great Again, because we sure can use a laugh right now.
All right, here's one you wrote about, and I'm not sure I want to go there, but it's intriguing. PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, joins the bandwagon of those after Justice Kavanaugh.
Yes, indeed. Well, it was kind of quick that this happened, but certainly Justice Kavanaugh has drawn the attention of the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, and they have noticed that Mr. Kavanaugh is required to serve on the court's cafeteria committee. And, yes, there is a cafeteria at the Supreme Court. I tried to find out what was on the menu, and the only thing they revealed was that it had a variety of hot entrees, sandwiches, soups, salads, snacks, and beverages. And that's according to the court's own guide. But the president of PETA, that is a lady named Ingrid Newkirk, she has written a letter to Justice Kavanaugh, and here is what it says. This may not strike you as the most important decision that you could make, but it would have a positive impact on both animals and human health. In your position on the court's cafeteria committee, you could make a sound judgment on the merits of pro-life eating by offering predominantly vegan food selections on the cafeteria menu, and perhaps even come up with an added incentive for justices to choose plant-based options that's within your jurisdiction. We would gladly send free copies of our vegan starter kits to help lengthen the terms of your fellow justices, as well as the lives of animals, court staff, and the public. Interesting that they call their vegan menu a pro-life eating, but who knows? Anyway, that's just another thing on Mr. Kavanaugh's list this week.
Yeah, top of the list. Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway, Washington Times, as always, thank you very much. You can follow her on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
6:48, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Tony Rodriguez in the WMAL Traffic Center. Then we'll check the weather.
Getting reports of a disabled vehicle on the southbound side of 395. This is going to be just as you make way down towards Glebe Road. Reports that one far right lane is blocked. Thankfully, volume is light here this morning, so it's not causing too much trouble. Unfortunately, the outer loop of the Beltway still dealing with two right lanes being blocked past St. Barnabas Road, though no delays behind it. 270 northbound is quiet and up to speed from the Beltway all the way up towards the Clarksburg exits. I-95 and the BW Parkway between the Beltways looking fantastic. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And for today, we're looking mostly cloudy with a high of 65. It is a little damp out there this morning. Had some overnight rain. For tomorrow, we're going to be nice sunshine, but crisp. 52 degrees for Sunday. A little warmer on Sunday and Monday. It looks like sunshine on Monday with a high of 58. Tuesday, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 63. Clouds on Wednesday coming our way. Outside in D.C. now at 59, heading to 65, and it's 6:49 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday Morning Update. It is great to have you with us. I'm Rick Fowler. The Justice Department has brought another criminal case over alleged Russian interference in the midterm elections. This one's a little different. And to put it all in perspective and explain it for us is the former White House Chief Information Officer under President George W. Bush, now CEO of the security consulting company Fortalice Solutions, Teresa Payton joins us. Teresa, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
So we heard about the Mueller indictments a few months back, another one announced on Friday. Now, what is the difference here?
Yeah, a little bit of a slight difference, but there is a relationship here. This indictment came out of the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Virginia, and it only names Elena Kushyanova, and I apologize if I mispronounced her name, of St. Petersburg, Russia. Very similar to the Mueller indictments, she is not in custody. What's interesting about this one is, even though it didn't come out of Mueller's office and she wasn't named in the initial Mueller indictment of 12 Russians, she is cited as being the chief accountant for a Russian internet troll farm. They've called the entity Project Latka, and this particular group, if this proves to be true, this particular group is related to a Russian oligarch, Pritzkin. Pritzkin has two business ventures, Concord Management and Consulting and Concord Catering. And if that proves to be true, those two companies are named in the Mueller indictment. So this is suddenly, if you're thinking of a connect the dots exercise, this was a dot that wasn't present before in the Mueller indictment.
Let's talk about the money behind these efforts. So let's talk about the money behind these initiatives. We're talking in the millions?
We could potentially win Mueller's indictment and some of these U.S. attorneys' offices. I believe this will not be the last indictment made. As they start to come forward with their research, I think we will see this to be in the millions. The difficult part on a case like this is traceability. There were lots of independent operating troll farms meddling in the elections, falling under different parts of the Russian government, some self-directed and self-contained, and they were also using cryptocurrency. Obviously, many of the covert operations, the individuals themselves, they don't want to be paid in cryptocurrency. They want to be paid in money. So you've got to have a combination of traditional currencies to pay people in addition to cryptocurrencies were used to purchase domain names, to purchase accounts, to purchase ads in some cases, to purchase sort of virtual data centers that they could be using, that they could spin up, do some of their internet troll farm work, and then spin it down very quickly and move on to the next place to make sure that our law enforcement could not track them.
Do we have enough intel yet to really trace this back all the way to the Russian government? Do we have any sense? Is it one of these things where it's really a government operation, or is it something where they dole out $1 million to somebody and say, hey, get this done. We don't want to know anything about it so it doesn't come back to us.
Yeah, the proof will be in the details as Mueller finishes his investigation. You know, there's a lot of people betting on the fact that it's going to be in all of the above, that some things were directed from the top, and that some things were, as you stated, a just get the job done, I don't care how you do it, and that you had groups working covertly and, in many cases, autonomously just getting the job done any way they saw fit. And so that is one of the things that made their campaign against elections across the globe, not just the United States, so incredibly high impact was they were authorized and delegated the authority to act as these autonomous units and learning and morphing and changing tactics as they saw fit in the moment.
And you mentioned this one came out of the Eastern District Court of Virginia. How would that have originated there? Was it a referral from the Mueller investigation, or did they come upon this evidence some other way?
What could be very likely here, but we don't know yet, so we still have more questions than answers on what the origination point was for the U.S. Attorney's Office. But it could be that in being asked to look into any irregularities in voting, either voter suppression, voter rolls, asking a question about database and registration and protections, it could be that as this district started looking into things and started pulling threads, that they found some issues that could have impacted how voters viewed the election and whether or not they stayed home or they voted one way or another. So it could be that's where it came out of, but we'll wait to see what the U.S. Attorney's Office has to say. I always find it interesting when news comes out on a Friday.
Obviously, the midterm's just a couple of weeks away now, and West Virginia is using the blockchain, all part of exponential technologies and these advances in technology, using the blockchain in the midterms. From your perspective, do you see the blockchain potentially helping to avoid any election and voter fraud where they actually get in to impact the voting tabulation?
Yeah, no, this is kind of a new experiment. They are only allowing this for kind of people who are voting remotely, you know, sort of the mail-in ballots, so to speak. And as many people know, for these absentee ballots, that tends to be sort of overseas military, college students, and others. And what they're trying to do is to make sure that there's not fraud in these absentee ballots. And to be able to count them much more quickly than they are today. As you know, a lot of times many states don't count the ballots unless the vote's too close to count, and they use it as part of making sure they, you know, declare the correct winner. So the challenge, I think, here will be this is the very first time that we've used blockchain technology. There's a lot of promise in it, but there's also a lot of potential peril. And so hopefully they will have a trust but verify system that is not blockchain, that's going to help them really look at, was the vote as it was cast by the individual as an absentee, was it counted the way it was intended to be cast? And how do we make sure that, because this is new and unproven and untested app and technology, that we don't have fraud being committed in the process of trying to make the vote more secure?
Fascinating information. Teresa Payton, former White House Chief Information Officer and now CEO of Fortalis Solutions. Teresa, thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
6:58, Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Have you tried that trendy new dating app? You can have months of frivolous fun with people who just love to play games. But if you're ready for something more grown-up, try the Match app. Over 30,000 new people a day are heading to Match for grown-up conversations that lead to great dates and beyond. Our listeners that go to match.com/listen will get 7 days free. 7 days to view photos and informative profiles to get a deeper sense of the people you'd like to meet. This free offer is only at match.com/listen. That's match.com/listen.
Attention homeowners. Do you have mountains of debt and feel like your payments aren't making a dent? Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month. Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
Anyone who tells you you're too late to invest in cryptocurrencies has no idea what's about to happen next. I'm Tika Tiwari, a former hedge fund manager, and I worked on Wall Street since the 1980s through the dot-com boom, the housing boom, the gold boom. Cryptocurrencies are the most compelling opportunity I've seen in 30 years. The only one where you can start with just $100 and change your life. So I've teamed up to create a short course on crypto investing to help you learn, prepare, and profit. It shows you everything from what cryptocurrencies are, how they work, how to buy them, and what to buy. Even if you think the crypto bubble has burst, or you're too late, or too old, or technologically challenged, you must see this education course now. Go to RadioCryptoClass.com. That's RadioCryptoClass.com.
7 o'clock hour is coming up. We've got the news next. Then we're back with John Gizzi. We'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Cheryl Atkinson on the top stories of the morning.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.